Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody out there. If you want to give a call in and answer some questions, because on Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays, we do nothing but 2 hours of free readings, angel card readings mostly, but you can still just ask a question and we can sit there and answer them for you. All you got to do is give us a call. It's 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. And if you want to contact me for a private reading and private sessions. Right now, we still got some good specials going on until the 22nd of February, which if you call me before the 22nd or even on the 22nd, a 60-minute reading is only $33.33. A 40-minute session is only $22.22. And for a 20-minute reading, it's only $11.11. All righty? And if you, we also have a one-card 15-minute reading. It's a one-card angel reading. And that's only $9.99. We also have 90-minute to 2-hour sessions where basically what we can do is we can do sessions with life coaching, relationship counseling, working with you with certain issues and that kind of stuff. And we can still do a 7-card pyramid foundation reading or a 5-card. And using this using the 90-minute to 2-hour sessions, I've been known to do between 2 to 3 readings anyway, plus the sessions and plus the insights and the advice and direction, okay? And those sessions for right now are only going for $77.77. So like I said before, get in there before those, before the, you know, by the 22nd, at least by the 22nd. And after, you know, if you want to take advantage of those sessions, I was going to sit there and say, okay, the number is 740-500-8863. Or you can call me through Skype, because I also do palm readings, too. And if you have a webcam, I can do palm readings across the web. So you can call me on that number, which is actually 740-601-9835. Or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And I was looking at the switchboard, and actually we're kicking in some people here and that kind of stuff, so we're going to get to those too as well. I just want to sit there and say to everybody, you know, the one thing we like to work on the most is the ideal, is I'm writing a column in Bel Esprit magazine. If you go to bellesprit.com, check out the magazine. I'm in Spiritual Insights and Relationships, and right now we're doing this thing where we actually start off in, January, where we're actually going over the thing of actually people should start writing a list for themselves before they start getting and venturing into a relationship, because the more you know about yourself, the more you know what you're looking for, and you also know when you attract it, you will know when you did, and you'll know the person, and you'll be able to embrace it completely. But it's also the idea of doing the work, making sure you've cleared everything out, all the obstructions, all the blocks, anything that could hinder the relationship when you do get together with your soulmate twin flame. And it's very important to do those kind of things. And then we sit down and do the list. But even when we do the list, we need to sit there and focus on the list as putting a lot of things into the situation, okay, and realizing that sometimes we think there's, you know, limits restrictions. So I say take those things off and really start focusing on exactly what do you want in a relationship. You know, sometimes we have a tendency to focus and get with somebody and go, okay, this one kind of like, some things in a relationship are just not like I thought they would be. Well, more than likely, the situation is playing itself out and showing you that this is not the person you really want to be with. This is close, but it's the idea of going back to that list and actually fine-tuning it and start really getting deep, deep within yourself and asking yourself exactly what do you want. You know, when you ask yourself, what do I want? I mean, go within yourself. Start saying to yourself, I love, I love, I love. I am love. I am love. I am love. Listen to yourself. Connect with your angels and your guides and really start working together to actually create this list within yourself before you even put it down on paper. When you start doing those kind of things in those situations, it really gets intense. Or does it? You know, sometimes we overthink these things from time to time and we should just go with the flow. You know, the ideal. But it's more or less going within yourself and asking yourself, what are your wants, needs, and desires? And can you actually find somebody or can you actually attract somebody who has the same interest and like-mindedness that you do? And the answer is yes, you can. But see, the hardest thing about some things, and people keep asking the question, will I? Just asking that one question, aren't you putting negativity into the whole thing and saying, you know, I really don't know if I can do it or not. You're having a lack within yourself, but actually it's one of those things where I said before, when you write the list about yourself and really get to know who you are, and actually when you love yourself unconditionally, you know, the more love you give yourself, it's like filling a glass. You know, the more you fill that glass, eventually it's going to overflow, and then it basically flows out to everything else on the table, which, like, that's the same thing with your life. The more you keep giving to yourself, you know, the more you love yourself, the more you're going to overflow, and that love is going to go outwards. And people are not going to know if you're a loving person by asking you. They're just going to know. And you're going to start attracting accordingly, too, as well. You know, sometimes we ask ourselves, how can we have people who attack us? And then sometimes it's the idea of we're not really loving ourselves enough when we feel like we have to deal with those things. That's what I say before. Watch out. If you're not trying to manifest because of what the world says you can have, instead of asking yourself, what do you want? All right? So on that note, this situation, just take a look at everything right there. If you have some questions about those kind of things and that kind of situations, that's why I always say, call me for personal readings, because there you can get really deep in the situation. You can ask questions that you would normally not want to ask on the radio and those kind of things. And it's really, really intense. Plus, with the situation, we do 3-card foundation readings and pyramid foundation readings here on the show, because the 7-card readings will take about 40 to 60 minutes. And like I said before, with the 90-minute to 2-hour sessions, we can do 2 of those, because I actually have 2 decks. I have my Archangel and Angel Healing with the Angels deck, which I actually put them together as 1 deck. And I also have a Archangel Raphael. Archangel Raphael cards, and I also have Archangel Michael cards, which I put them together as one big deck too as well. And we do these 7-card pyramid foundation readings where we start off with 7 cards and we build a pyramid. We put the cards on top of each other. We don't make a triangle. To me, a triangle is not a pyramid. It's a triangle. Because when you sit and look at a pyramid itself, each one of those blocks connect. They also have a tendency to add to the structure and the strength of the pyramid itself. That's your life. So we're going to focus on those things when we do these readings. That's why I always really stress the idea of doing private readings, so therefore we can actually get deep within your life, because it's like having your life on the table. Yes. So, you know, that's the thing. My goal is to actually get as deep as we can to show you your true self, so therefore you can really go out and realize that you can have the life you've always dreamed about, and you can always be with someone that would be the most intense, loving relationship you've ever had, to actually get that kind of intensity from somebody, to actually be loved, cherished, and adored. But like I said before, I stress to you that you have to also understand that you were born to be loved, cherished, and adored. All right? When you put those two together, then it all makes sense to you. So we're going to go on to it, and we're going to go and take some calls And like I said before, take a look at those situations and put it out there and check out Bella Spree magazine. You can go to my Facebook. You can actually see what I look like too as well. You know, put a face to the voice. Facebook, Psychic X Journey Man, Donnie. And actually all you gotta do is go in there and put in Psychic X Journey Man and it'll pop up. And you'll see that the ideal of Bella Spree magazine, which is actually, I think it's www.bellaspree.com, and you'll go right to the magazine. You'll also see that I'm also on the page of Diamond. I think it's Diamond Psychics, which is also part of the whole thing too as well. So go check it out, read my profile, find out exactly who I am. And just go to the calls and just bring on. Hey, we actually got clickers tonight. Buttons have actually popped up. Interesting, isn't it? This full moon and the energy has a tendency to go crazy. You there, Dee?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, welcome. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm going to turn off the page because I can't hear over it. There we go. I thought I got rid of it. That is so weird.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you get an echo.
Oh, now it's quiet. No, it's not.
Okay, so, well.
I can still hear it, and I set the page out.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
All right. Yes, it is. And it's like we should just say, well, AD, welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight? And everybody else out there. If anybody, I almost want to sit here and say, anybody got a question, raise your hand. And then we're going to go
okay,
into
see my hand raised? Wave. No.
Yeah, we're also going to sit here and halfway to the show, we're going to answer some questions. And then we're going to sit down, Indy, and we're going to do a 5-card angel reading for you, too, as well.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Give everybody an idea what it's about. But I think we got 3 callers on the line already.
Great.
And I'm going to
now
pop
I've
in here.
No feedback
and,
anymore.
Good. I'm going to go to
I had to totally close the page out because it was so weird. I had no sound on because I always turn the sound off if I'm going to be on the phone. Cause
right.
I don't wanna, and mm-hmm. It was just weird.
Huh? Okay, let's go to our first caller, which is actually area code 901. I'm not sure if this person wanted to get on the air, but I'm just asking, making sure because I'm still working this switchboard thing out because a lot of people say, some people said that they didn't really push any buttons, but still a question mark pops up next to it. I'm like, I don't know what that means. Anyway, area code 901, you're on the air. If you'd like to be on the air and ask a question, please do so.
Yes, I would like a reading. Hi, this is Lenise.
And what's your name?
Lenise, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lenise.
Interesting name.
Thank you.
So, Lenise, you say you want to get a reading and that kind of stuff, and can you give me some insights on exactly what we're actually focusing on tonight?
Focus on goals as far as my spiritual outlook on what I should
mm-hmm.
be doing now, what I should focus on.
No problem. I'm actually sitting here looking I found my cards. It's just the idea of getting them out because my mom has a tendency. I'm staying with my mom right now until I move back to Colorado. And every time I have all my stuff out here, she thinks she can take it all and throw it in a closet. I was like, would you actually come in my office and do the same thing and just throw all my stuff in here because you don't like it? I hope not. And I told her when she does it, I got to go looking for everything again. So, Lenise,
you're supposed to be in the closet. You know that.
No.
I'm joking. It's your family's perception.
Hello, Miss Joking.
What?
So how long? Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
behind you. Know I have a bad sense of humor.
No. You just have a different sense of humor. I hate using any kind of negative words. Bad is bad. Anyway, when we say
no, I didn't mean it derogatorily. It's just my weird, warped sense of humor.
Okay. Well, you know what they always say: don't put your sense of humor in a damn place. Anyway.
Okay, then.
You didn't see that one coming, did you?
No,
so, Denise,
I usually don't skip a beat. Damn.
Okay.
Okay, well, back to Manise. her spiritual
Lindy,
growth.
I got two. I have two decks of cards here. I have my Archangel and Healing with the Angels deck, which is one big deck, and then I have my Archangel Raphael and my Archangel Michael deck, which I put them together as one big deck too. Which one would you like to actually get a little insight from?
Archangels.
Okay, because you want the, you want them all, huh? No problem.
She wants the big guns.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'll be surprised if you don't get the Archangel Michael card.
I'm just saying, we have, I mean, we have the Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael deck. I mean, people have said that they're the two main, the main dudes, but if you, but I, you know, I have a tendency to really be swayed to the Archangel deck myself, so no problem. And it's one I've actually used a lot too. Every once in a while, I use the Archangel Michael and the Raphael deck, is because at the bottom of the cards, they actually have little prayers that you can say. They help you connect and almost like they're helping you direct your energy in the right way. So what I'm going to do here, Lanise, I'm going to sit here and shuffle these cards.
Okay.
You don't have to tell. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me to stop. You know, if that's something you don't want to do. But one thing I do usually ask people to do is ask me. I ask them if they want me to cut the deck when I get finished.
Yeah, cut the deck.
Okay, so I'm going to sit here and shuffle until I feel like I should stop them. So that's my connection, and then you cutting the deck is your connection.
Okay.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
All right. So, Lanise, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I feel like I'm on some kind of a crossroads or spiritual awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm in a place of healing as well. And opening up to a higher level of spiritual understanding.
Okay.
Where I am now.
Aloha. Okay. No, it's just amazing how I see people coming into the freaking chat room and going right back out. You know, it's like, you know, how can you actually get it? How can you actually assess a situation unless you take it at least for at least 5 minutes? And, all right. What's the situation? Okay, you said cut the deck, so we're cutting the deck. Now we're going to do a 3-card, okay?
Okay.
And I always tell everybody, if you want the 7-card, you got to, it's a private thing, so please contact me. I'd be glad to do one of those for you. And right now, like I said before, great prices. I really stress that because up to the 22nd, I got, you know, it's like we're going back to where we was before. And have you ever tried to deal with situations where sometimes you're scared to ask for certain things? And it's just the idea of working with yourself to realize that you deserve exactly what you're asking for, because of really examining yourself and having that self-worth. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, the first thing I pick up with you is you really need to start writing things down.
Okay.
There's actually a book. I wish I've been wanting to get it. I've been focusing so much on going back to Colorado. Like, really, I went to into mode. You know, I'm trying to do the whole thing. But writing, I saw this book. It's called Writing and Make It Happen. Okay? And it's a real good book. And it really gives you insight. So if you ever get a chance to get that book, go on Amazon.com and check it out. It's in the, if you go, what I used to do is I go to a spiritual author, like Dorian Virtue or something like that, and they'll start giving you certain books, and you can probably find it. And pretty much if you put the first part, it'd be good. But this one here says, you know, this is Archangel Gabriel. And Gabriel is usually one that usually works with people who have skills and gifts and talents within writing. And you need to look at the situation. Okay? So writing is very important, that you actually sit down and start journaling and putting things down, that kind of stuff too. But I also feel like you're also a really good writer, where it's like you, the idea of creativity is kicking in with you too as well. So just see what you can create with the idea of poetry, or even writing a book and see what happens. Your second card is playfulness. Playfulness is the ideal that, yes, you are going through a certain, all these things that you feel like you're going through, you are, but it seems like you're having a, you're kind of halting or procrastinating because you're not really sure what that means and what direction to go into.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're saying is the direction you need to go into for self-discovery is to go within yourself. But they're also saying that the situation, some people think this has to be a serious thing, but it can be playful and fun. And to realize such, because it's like I told people before, a lot of times I don't like serious people because they tell you, I'm serious. You know, I feel like it's like, look at me. It's a, more of a self, hey, come on, look at me, man. I wrote a book today. And you're like, okay, what do you freaking do? the people I like is the people who come to me who start talking about the book they've written because they want to teach the world. So the book is just a place to start. And they usually don't sit there and say those things. So some people do. It's, you know, it's also what you're taught too. But I'm just saying, if you sit there and watch them and how they sit there and do things, they'll open up to you. They won't sit there and say, you know, I'm serious. They like to have fun with their life. And I know since I've been doing this kind of stuff, when I'm sitting in my shop and when I do readings with people, the one thing people say, I have a tendency to joke joke around, have fun, and, you know, help people to realize, relax. When you relax, you actually accomplish more. And the playfulness thing here is very important. Also, your third card, this is Archangel Sandalphon. Okay, so Archangel Sandalphon has actually been the archangel they said that actually is the one who makes sure that prayers are delivered, but also answers are delivered to you. And the angels, and this one here says, we angels, we bring you gifts from your Creator. Open your arms to receive. So it's the idea of all the things that are happening within you right now are gifts. And to look at them such as that way, like I've told people before, with your gifts and stuff, sometimes I don't like Hollywood, and I don't like the things I see, because they have a tendency to really portray the other side of the whole thing, where they sit there and talk about people or feel overburdened, they feel like it's a curse sometimes, and all this other stuff. And it's the idea of looking at these things and finding people who have fun with it. I like walking up and shaking people's hands and going, ooh, I don't want to talk to you. You know, it's one of those things of realizing that, you know, that's what it's for. It's to help you see who's actually helpful and loving and people who want to hurt you, okay? And people look at me sometimes and say, how come you have a tendency to distance yourself from people? Because I know what they're going to do. Just because there's nothing that says I have to to be a caring, loving person doesn't mean I have to interact with everybody. And I also have to protect myself, too. And there's people who are out to get you. Now, but there's other times I go walking into those situations, too, because they're also learning experiences of how to deal with those situations and those kind of people. But there's also a lesson that you need to also portray and also give to them so they can actually stop being those people. So they can actually look at the situation. And like I've had a lot of, and this is the funniest thing to realize when you put yourself in situations. When I had my shop in Colorado, it was so funny. People look at me going, you probably have a lot of pagans and a lot of people, spiritual and witches and that kind of stuff, who come to you for readings. I said, you'll be surprised how many Christians come to me for readings. You know, it's like, look at the situation of seeing a different inside of the whole thing. I had a lady come in there who was kind of closed-minded, and she came with her daughter. This was the most craziest situation I've ever been into, okay? This lady actually paced in front of my shop until I wasn't busy with somebody. She didn't realize I was in there with a friend. And I told her, so next time that happens, just come walking up on the door and just knock. Because I have a lot of friends, you know, that come there and we just kind of talk and that kind of stuff. And I have some friends who come in and say, hey, could you do a reading for me? Oh, no problem. Come on in. You know, no big deal. And I told her that. But she paced in front of my shop for almost half a day. Then she came back the next day and brought her mother. And I think everything happens for a reason. I really do. And I felt like it needed to happen that way because she came in because she was doubting the boyfriend she was with, and she didn't want to get married because she wasn't sure about the situation, okay? And then she brought her mother, and her mother wasn't too sure about some things either. So they all kind of kicked in. But they all happened for a reason. And we just sit here and have fun with the whole thing. Now, sometimes with situations, people don't understand the messages. And I told her, I said, you know, sometimes with messages, it's still choices. You know, nothing's written in stone, no concrete here. But some people have a tendency to look at that way and say, okay, it says I should do this. And, or some people come to me and talk about, I should be with the Taurus or I should be with the Virgo. I said, no, you should be with the person you're supposed to be with and leave it that way, you know? Because your cards,
exactly.
They say gifts from God, they say gifts from God, and they say open to receive. I feel like it's more of showing you how powerful you are And the reason I know that, because it's the next two cards, it talks about the first place you should really start is you should, it's the forgiveness card. And it's, and it's basically saying to you, forgive yourself. You've made some mistakes, but those were choices you made and you learned from. So sometimes we have to forgive ourselves and let them go. And then the next one says, you know what to do. This is Archangel Uriel. And this is trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay. I mean, it's just the idea. You know what you need to do. It's just the idea. This is another part of your spiritual awakening, is to start listening to your intuition, your angels, and your guides, and just connect. Because people say, well, how do you connect with them? How do I know? Well, there's always a certain way of doing that where you can feel it. And usually when you're sitting there trying to make a decision and this little voice goes, this is what you should do. You ever heard the term second-guess yourself? It's the idea of learning how not to second-guess yourself. It's the idea of listening to guidance. The more you start listening to that first thing that pops in your mind, that's angels. That's your guides. That's God. It's whoever, you know, whoever it is at the time who gives you the message. But usually it's always the first thing that comes through. The second thing that comes through is the ego. And we have to sit there and look at the situation. That's why I'm saying, you know what to do. Your inner self tells you and says, okay, that's what we said before. Go within yourself, forgive yourself. And just do the technique I was talking about before at the beginning of the show, when you sit there and say, I love, I love, I love. And then go, I am love. And just say that for 5 minutes. You'll start really feeling, how would I describe this? You'll start feeling whole. But what you're really doing is you're reconnecting with your inner self. You're connecting with your God essence. You're connecting with that God, the God essence which connects you to God, and realizes when that kind of intuition that comes through, how could it be wrong? And it would definitely make your life better. And that's what you start doing. And the reason I know it, it has to do with power, because your top card and your final card is actually the power card. So what you're doing is you're rediscovering yourself, but you're also rediscovering how powerful you really are and realizing being powerful is not dangerous. You do have a tendency to be scared of money because you're scared that you'll be put in a position of hurting people. This is something that I would sit here and tell people all the time. The reason I always suggest past life readings too in sessions with that is because that is a past life connection. Where we've seen things where in our past life we could have been savage or primitive or some kind of way, but that was in the beginning of our spiritual quest, and now we're coming to this point of realizing that we're no longer that person. We have really progressed and become more spiritual, and that's why you're really being pulled back to that whole part of your life, because it's one of those things that saved you in a past life, and you're looking at the situation as something that you really love to do. Also, what do you do right now? I also get a really strong impression with the career transition too. Like you're looking for your life purpose.
Yes. And I'm doing nursing now, and I know that's not it.
Yeah, sometimes with the situation we have tendency to make decisions because we want to help people, and we're thinking of the things that most people would think of in a worldly way. Not thinking about, because I mean, I have to admit that when I really got to start working in a shop situation for the first time, it was a kind of a change where certain perceptions had to be changed too, because I've been influenced by my parents for so long that there was something back within my mind that said you have to have some kind of regular job and then do that whole thing. And then one day it just came over me that I made $276 working a job in 2 weeks, and the day before that I'd made $200. So I started looking at reevaluating the whole thing and thinking about the whole thing and saying, you know something, the only reason I would even make that money at that freaking hotel was because of what I did, my focus. If I wouldn't have showed up for work, it wouldn't ever have happened. So I sit here and looked at the situation and said, okay, that's what I got to do. I got to sever ties. I had gotten caught up like everybody else. And it was kind of funny too. I was telling people, your job is not your security. It's not your support. It's not your substance. God is. And when you're gifted and you're put into situations of gifted and that kind of stuff, that's where you're supposed to be at. And then by putting yourself into situations, more than likely all the financial situations, relationships, and that kind of stuff have a tendency to work themselves out, because by finding your life purpose, you also find your life partner. And if you haven't found your life partner, you will. And if you already have somebody with you, you'll probably have a different level within your relationship of deep love that you never had before. So it's the idea of letting these things play themselves out. And that's what's happening with you right now. Actually, you're going in the right direction. You just have to let go.
Ugh.
The situation is just crazy. And I got this card. It says Archangel Shamuel, which is actually the angel of love, the love angel. It helps people with relationships and that kind of stuff. But this in here is saying your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. So something's going to happen here in the next 2 weeks to 2 months that an opportunity is going to present itself that you're going to feel really good about. It might be a little orthodox, but it will definitely put you on, but it's definitely in the going. It's like by making the choice and going in the direction of what feels good, what feels within you that radiates within you to go in that direction. This is another thing of listening and really understanding and say, oh, I got it. This is what I'm supposed to do with my life. It's just the idea. I got to take a leap of faith. But then after you put yourself in a situation, you're going to realize it wasn't a leap of faith. It was the answer and the right direction to go in.
Well, that's what I really want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep my eyes open. You said the next 2 weeks or 2 months.
Well, they're also saying that you need to go within yourself, too. Keep working on yourself. Keep working on... It's like if you get pulled in a direction, like I always tell people, say you look in the mirror. This is just a hypothetical thing. I would say, look in the mirror, and you say, I don't like my ass. You do that moment, see what you're seeing. This is just the tip of the iceberg of saying, I don't love myself unconditionally because I don't like my ass. So it's the idea of going within yourself and saying, okay, can I really come to a term where I can actually love myself no matter what I see in the mirror? And the answer is yes. And once you come to that conclusion and you get to that point, then you start seeing everything else as what you should do. Like, you, for example, you look at a job, and basically you're asking yourself, true or false, should I take it? And you get a false. You'll know. It's not, you don't have to ask a person. It's like a thing. Something will radiate within yourself. But, okay, that's not it. You'll find the direction like that. You've already found a lot of things with yourself. It's the idea of also looking at those situations and repeating them. That makes sense, don't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I guess I am on the right track, but I have a lot of fear, and I'm trying to release that. And these fears have kind of been reflected in my health in a negative way. And this is new, mm-hmm. and I thought, well, wow, I thought I was really getting somewhere, and now this health thing has come up.
Well, like I said before, it's just one of those things that go within yourself. It's like I always tell people, if Jesus can raise Lazarus, you can cure yourself. You can heal yourself. It's just the idea of having that faith within yourself to realize just changing things. Like a lot of people have a tendency to do one thing, and they keep getting worse, if you notice. They'll sit there and say, my mom does this. I'm getting a cold. And they keep repeating it over and over again. I'm getting a cold. I said, Mom, here, try this. I'm healthy. I have perfect health. And she was like, what's that going to do? Okay, I guess you want a cold. And because that's what I have. I have affirmations in my journal, which I wish I could find that freaking thing. Like it before, my mom keeps moving all my stuff. I can't wait
under
to
your
tell
desk.
The truth. Okay, so I sit there and pulled it out, and I sit there and say, I'm happy and grateful for the 20 private 60-minute readings I did today. And I keep repeating that over and over again. I don't sit there and think about it like most people do. I didn't get any calls today. I didn't get any calls. I didn't get any calls. I'm sitting there going, so that's surprising because you keep focusing on that, not on the no part. I don't have any calls. So there was actually a really nice website to go to. It's called brainsync.com. And what it does, it shows you certain CDs, and you can also download those things too on your computer. And what they are is they're positive affirmations. They're subliminal CDs, and they're also MP3 player music too. You can download. And but what I thought was so cool about it was if you go on the website and check out those things, they'll show you the CD itself, and you get a chance to listen to it. You get a sample of it. Okay. Let me say one more thing real quick. I'll give it to you. But it also has, if you look real closely at when you're watching these things and you're looking at the website itself, it has all the affirmations that the subliminal CD is saying. They had them all written down. What I did was I went down and wrote them all down in my journal. I have all intentions of getting your music because the CDs are fantastic. Because I got some of the CDs too. But I thought until I got to that point of actually getting the CDs again and getting some extra CDs, I thought I'd write, I just happened to notice they have all the affirmations right there on some of the CDs, so I wrote them down. There's one on success. There's one on positive thinking. There's a couple on positive thinking. And then there was one on love itself. Love, success. And, yeah, I wrote them all down. And I thought that was kind of cool. You write them all down and that kind of thing. And the name of the site is called www.brainsync.com. S-Y-N-C. Sync.
Okay.
And there's also another company that's called HemiSync.com. These are not subliminal CDs. Some of them are, but almost all of them have a certain, there's a certain kind of technology where you sit there and listen to the music, and they have certain things with the music, but it's a tone that actually when the brain hears it, it helps both hemispheres work together. Okay.
Okay. Check that one out.
Okay, that one's Hemi. HEMI-sync.com. But I'm just saying, when I sit here and what I started doing here lately, and I've done it before, where I just feel like I start doing these things more and more and more, where I start looking for certain things. But I was like I was saying before at the beginning show, there's a good one where you just keep telling yourself, I was born to be loved, cherished, and adored. I was born to be loved, cherished, and adored. And I'm basically, I will sit there telling people when at the end of my show, I always say, give love where love is given. Okay, what that really means is to focus on yourself. Give love where love is given. When you give to your love, when you give love to yourself, it's easier to love everyone else.
Yes.
Love is the triumph of imagination over intelligence, because people like to think about things just too much.
Overthink, overkill.
Yeah, so it's like when you start thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking, you need to take that energy back down to your heart and start feeling again and start asking yourself, what do I feel? What do I feel is right to do? Don't sit there and get caught up in the worldly thing when they say, well, this is what you should do. Yeah, really, I saw when you did that, and it didn't work out good, did it? You know, the situation where they keep saying that, you know, when you have a child, you should get married. I think it's the ideal of making sure the child's taken care of, but the ideal of getting married has never really been, from all the things I've seen, has never really solved the problem unless the two people really want to get married. It's always seemed like it's caused more problems than anything else. So the world will say, this is what you should do. You know, but I also tell people, they say, well, you should do this in the process of getting married. Really? Why do you have a 60% divorce rate if it's really the real way to go? And also, I did some research on Christians and their marriages too, and they have a tendency to follow what they think they should do instead of really following their hearts, and they have about a 30-35% ratio divorce. Okay, but then we take a step into the other realm of really people who really focus on the spiritual part of actually doing the work on themselves and working on loving not just themselves but loving the world, they have a tendency to create a different kind of world. And their divorce rate, from what I can see, is almost zilch. They always find a solution. They don't go into a relationship saying, well, if it doesn't work out, I'll jump on the old assembly line and do it again and again and again and again. No, they don't. They sit there and focus on finding the one. And they sit there and do with the whole thing. And then we have these other stupid-ass people. I hate to say it that way, but scientists and some of the people come in there and go, well, there's a lot of animals out there and a lot of mammals who don't stay with the same partner. Yeah, but they're animals, doofus. We're not animals. You know, we are like at the top of the food chain. We have a choice, okay? We can sit there. We don't have to feed into our primal instincts. We can sit there and really focus on our spiritual self to realize we're spiritual beings inside of a human body. It's like you being in your car. You don't ask your car, what should I do today? No, you ask yourself. But some people, that's how it works. My body feels a certain way. You know, I want to go out there and nail the world. So they don't realize why they're getting themselves in trouble. It's because they're allowing their body and their emotions to make the decisions for them instead of going back within themselves and say, I'm a spiritual being. What do I feel like I should do? I want to follow my heart of this situation. I don't want to go out there and do all the things. Because, you know, everybody, I've heard this before. You got to go out there and, what they call it, sow your oats before you can actually get married.
This
is a human concept. Yeah, so I'm a sinner saying this is a human concept. I mean, look at the situation. Did Adam have all these girlfriends before he met Eve? I don't think so. And back
well,
in the beginning,
well, that's whoever
two.
She was.
Yeah, it was like two people. But see, the situation was, this put in perspective of women out there who think about this. I want my friends and family are very important to me. Yes, but they need to be pushed to the side in favor of your significant one. Because now, even the Bible says this, that when you leave your family and start your own family, that's your priority, your family and you. It even says in the Bible, you know, you should look at those kind of things. You look at Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, God created Adam. He created Eve for Adam. And he put him in the garden and said, you have full control. Have at it. Have a good time. And he left him alone. You don't hear about God interfering with anything and everything. You know, there was a relationship there, a respect, and the whole thing that goes along with it. So when you look at situations of people who want to have all this, I call it the MC Hammer effect, where, you know, you feel obligated and you want to have everybody within yourself. If you notice, a lot of times when people just want to save the world, they actually end up putting themselves in debt because they have to sit there and there's nothing wrong with taking care of self. You can't be good for nobody else if you're not good for yourself. And even the Bible says, love your neighbors as you love yourself. You can't take self out of it. There's always a place to start because God made you in the image of Him. So therefore, you look at the situation of connection. He made you a loving being. So therefore, it's your nature to love. So when people say, I failed at love, or I made mistakes in love, no, you didn't. You might have made a bad decision of who you decided to give it to, but you never failed at giving love. You never failed at love. It's just the idea of learning from a relationship and learning from a decision you made and leave it alone. Walk on and say, hey, you know. One thing I wanted to address with people, too, was the ideal relationships. You know, we have guys now who are sitting there going, I'm not ready for a relationship. I'm sitting there going, who is? Realistically, in the process of actually going into a relationship, who is actually really ready for that, to take the plunge? You just have to do it. And there are so many people who want to control every aspect of everything. They don't realize they're actually working against themselves, and they're actually doing an injustice, not to the person that you should be with, but also yourself. So pursue happiness as in within yourself, because if you pursue happiness and you always think it's out there, you're going to fail. But when you start realizing happiness is not out there and happiness is within you, until you can believe that, you're always going to fall short. So see, we always have to focus on ourselves in order to have all these other things, because even the Bible, it says, be still and everything else will come to you. But if you're not being still, see, you're thinking too much. So half of these things are going right by you because you're thinking. And the focus of thinking, you're preoccupied, so you're missing your life. So once you start focusing on working within yourself and going with the flow, you start seeing life the way it is. And you're going to probably notice that there's been a rose bush in your front yard, been there for years, but you never noticed it. And then one day you did. I always feel like when those things happen, that means something within yourself just opened up. We learned it the hard way, but we can actually learn it easily if we want to. That's the thing we say about before, get out of our way. And we looked at the situation, like most people say, well, you know, you have to focus on structure. I say, well, structure and flow are mutually important because it's like the river of life. The river of life is the water, it's flow. That's the flow part. The structure part is the canoe. See the two together? Create a great force of going forward in life, but one without the other gets a little hard, doesn't it? So look at the situation. You know, when you listen to intuition, if intuition tells you to do, you know, you're getting this intuitional thing, you should do something, then do it completely and fully. If you don't get any intuition, you should do anything at that moment, then don't do nothing. Relax. Enjoy the moment. That makes sense, doesn't it? Hello.
Hello, I'm here. Is she?
I don't know. It says she
I think
is.
She's... Ah.
Hello? Hello?
Must be a bad connection.
I'm here.
Okay, you were
okay.
So quiet. We thought you'd... We wondered where you were.
I was just listening in.
I was just saying...
Oh,
well,
that's okay. That's a
I
good thing.
I hope what I said made sense, and I hope it didn't put you to sleep.
You always make a lot of sense.
Thank you. I just want to, because I mean, seriously, you know, the other day I was thinking about this. The other day, I mean, my biggest thing is I just want to really get across in a good way to help people realize that when you go in within yourself, because a lot of us have this big thing about. I talked to a lady the other day, and I was sitting there saying, you know, you need to learn to open up to receive. And she goes, well, that's not spiritual, is it? And I'm like, excuse me? It's
oh,
like money.
God.
It's like money. You put it out there. If you're not open to receiving, that's probably why your prosperity got cut off, because you're not equally allowing both to happen. It's like when you give love to somebody. Realize one thing. When you give love to somebody, somebody who really loves you wants to give it back. But if you're not open to receiving, you might think that person's insensitive because they're not giving it to you. But you're so caught up in the giving part that you're not paying attention to what he's giving you. Because, see, you're thinking receiving is bad. So when he's giving it to you, your subconscious mind, you have a thought in there that says, well, that's bad. So you're going to look at this person as being bad, and not until you open up and realize the balance within the two. That's what we say when we talk about, like you're saying, with spirituality. You're trying to realistically find a balance within your life, not realizing it's on different levels. Like you have to have giving and receiving, got to get balance there. You know, structure and flow, got to have balance there. Doing and being, there has to be a balance there too. There also has to be a balance between spiritual and material, which means your spiritual self and your physical self. And it's also to realize that we're both on the same, both of those are on the same plane, and all those things that go with it are on the same plane. So they all have wants, needs, and desires that have to be basically, you know, satisfied. It's like when we look at preachers and they have a tendency to do bad things. It's because what they've done is they've cut off something within their life, which is the part of the flow. You can't sit there and look at a river and cut off the river and get mad because there's no flow in your life. So what you do is you create that balance and realize that even when you're cruising down the river, yeah, there's going to be some times it's going to be rough. But every time you go through a rough part, there's always a smooth part. And it's the idea of being in anticipation to getting to the smooth part, because it will happen. And those smooth parts can happen a whole lot more when we actually start focusing on the outcome as being a smooth outcome. You've seen people do that before. Life is sucks, and that's all they feel like, and that's all they focus on, so therefore that's the outcome they get. But it's nobody's fault but themselves. And boy, the worst, you know, I would sit here and say women have a bad habit with that when you sit here and say it's your fault. But men these days are not getting too happy with the situation either. And I say, well, we're not sitting there passing judgment on you. You're asking for a place to start. And I'm telling you to go within yourself and to tell yourself you made mistakes. And it is your fault, is a place to start. But it's also to realize that all the good things that happened in your life too, that was your fault too. So what do you want to do? You want to create more of the bad stuff or more of the good stuff? Because realistically, it's a choice. No one can love you more than you love yourself and get away with it. So start doing it.
Bingo.
So, I was going to say, I would like for you to please ask us one more question, and then I want to get on to other people, but I just feel like you have another question.
You mentioned when you get onto your life purpose, that was when a partner would come in.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate on a life partner coming in? Never had that before. And that's been a concern, but mostly my biggest concern is me and my spirituality. But since you asked, I would like to know more about a partner coming in for me.
Okay. Well, it's the idea of the spirituality thing that you're this, and plus also the situation with your spirituality. This will be something that happens throughout your whole life.
Yes.
It's not a 6-month course. It's something that's continuous. You know, like last week, you look at yourself and go, "Why did I ever do that for?" And here I am now. But see, the point is, you're looking back on that, realizing that was crazy. So you have changed. You're seeing it from a different perspective, a perception. So that's good. When the life partner, what it's saying is, it's saying that in order for that life it's kind of crazy. Isn't it? We have LP, life person, life partner, and life purpose. Anyway. Which is kind of ironic, but I think it was actually created that way to help people understand that in the process of people who really get along, who have great relationships, love what they do with life. And they always find a way to stay together and to actually even create more within that relationship. They're not looking for ways out. And people don't realize if you're looking for a way out and you're mad at yourself because you can't, you're like, how come I can't have a great relationship? Because more likely you don't have a great relationship with yourself. And what they're saying is, you know, you're focusing on yourself right now. The more you focus within yourself, the more you keep eluding, I don't know if that's the right word, but basically putting that love out. Because this is what happens. It's an automatic thing. When you love yourself, that radiates outwards.
Mm-hmm.
And people see that. People feel that, okay? And people ask me all the time, how do you distinguish between the people who like your energy and how do you distinguish between the people who love your energy and the people who want to love you? And I'm saying, well, you know, it's one of those things, like I said before, the more you know yourself. See, I always stress with the idea of writing the list, because it's like a reference to look back on, to look at yourself and go, okay, this is cool. But you also look at the list and ask yourself, the person you're with, does he reflect these things? And then you pull out the list that you have for yourself and you look at that. Because like attracts like. You know, if you can see that within somebody else, even if it hasn't been discussed or anything like that, more likely it still exists. But you also will feel that, okay? If you don't, then be honest with yourself and say, well, this person can't be it because he only had five. And I always sit there and say, I do say that you should always give it time to see if maybe you can hit the 10. Because you're not gonna find the 10 in one day, I don't think, no. But I think if you give it a couple months, you should be able to see that person for who they are. A lot of people say a year and a half. But, you know, that's just the world saying be safe. I don't say be safe because I believe if we know ourselves real well. You ever seen people who get married after knowing each other for 2 weeks and stay together for 50 years? And you know why? Because they actually saw each other, but they also like each other. You know, if you look at people who have a tendency to scream at each other and you think they don't like each other, they don't like themselves. And it reflects in their relationship. That's what we always say. When you work on yourself and you love you, and you love yourself unconditionally, you will also attract someone who also will love you unconditionally, and they also love themselves. Okay? And you will have a very lovely relationship. And when you do have issues, you will always work together to work through them. You will not sit there and, you know, we have a lot of people that say, I need some time to myself. If it's a problem that's been created by a relationship, you know, realistically, there should be some part of that should be sitting down with two people working it out and discussing it too as well, you know, unless it's something that's within themselves. But see, if you have attracted the right person and the soulmate and twin flame into your life, it reflects to the other person. That's why you even saw it in the first place. I had this problem with me because it was reflected through your partner. So don't you think your partner could help you out more than you just hanging out by yourself? Of course, we all need time and focus for ourselves. I always need at least 2 hours in the morning for myself to do my spiritual work, to be this great person for the rest of the day. I think we all should do that. But also the same thing, when you're married, you have also become one. I mean, I was telling a friend of mine today, I said, did you realize there's actually a sexual position that you can actually do that will actually combine your chakras and your energy and your soul and your aura together where you will be really one person? You know, with that kind of insight, with that kind of stuff going on, then we know for a fact that twin flames and soulmates do exist. But we can't find these people on a physical sense. These are spiritual concepts, and they're spiritual ways of finding those people. But they also, when you come together, it helps you realize if you have balance within yourself of the physical and the spiritual, it gives you a whole lot better chance of actually having balance within a relationship. Because it's the idea you've already learned with yourself and how to get that balance. You can maintain that balance within a relationship too. And to answer your question, I would get the impression with the work you're doing, and if you really put a lot of this stuff into play as soon as possible and start working with these things and just let yourself be guided to the information and, you know, listen to your angels. If a book falls off a shelf, really consider getting it. Because I know for a fact in the situations I've been into that when I want books or I want certain things, there's always an opportunity that arises to get those. There's one book I've had, Healing with the Angels. I've given that book away so many times and always get the opportunity to buy it again. So there must be something to that, huh?
Yeah.
So do that. But I'm getting about 2 months, okay? But I'm stressing very, very, very intensely that it has a lot to do with you.
Okay.
And the more you keep working with yourself, the more you're going to see exactly what we're talking about. And the person, because people always say, I met this person, and I knew for a fact what was going to happen. There's another book, too. It's called The Soulmate Secret by a lady named Ariel Ford. Check out that book.
Okay.
That is an intense one.
The Soulmate
Secret. I tell people, it's called The Soulmate Secret.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, I hate to say this, but we're going to have to really go on to some other people. You can almost hear him yelling, I want on! Okay.
Okay, well, I'll continue to listen. Thank you so much for your time and your help.
You're right. People should listen, because a lot of people have actually come on the show and said they've already got their answers to their questions before they even got on the show. So, you know, I always tell people, if you're listening, you know, everything I'm saying, more than likely, it radiates what you use in some sense of the word. To leave you with one thing, I had a girlfriend who actually sits here and sent me my horoscope of Taurus, and it said at the time we were actually having this relationship through Skype and through the computer until we actually met each other, and I was sitting there saying, she sent me this email and said, your horoscope says that you should focus and pay attention to technology, because if you allow and realize technology can actually help you to enhance your relationship, then you'll have the best relationship you've ever had in your life. And I told her, I said, well, thank you for telling me that. And now I've got the insights in the whole thing. But see, I already knew that. So that was like a confirmation for me. But I also told her, since you also saw the message too, it also reflects something within you too, that you should also pay attention to the message as well. So that's what I'm saying to everybody out there who's listening. I hope you're also taking this all in and looking at it from all kinds of point of views and that kind of stuff, that it might answer some questions for you too. And we really appreciate you calling us, and we'd love to hear from you again. And if at all possible, I'd love to sit down and do a past life reading for you and to really get some insights what's going on with you and actually work with you, because I also do life coaching too as well. So I love to sit down and work with people, but I like to have the freedom too to have the time and stuff like that. So
okay.
We really don't have the luxury here, but I'd love to sit down and work with you.
I'll mm-hmm. call you to get that past life reading.
Okay. Well, thank you. And
thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great night. Have a great week, too.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. I was sitting here looking at the whole thing, too. I was sitting there thinking about the situation. I said, Dee, I didn't ask you about the situation. But then I thought about it for a minute. And I said, you know something? It seemed like most of the time we're on the same page.
Yeah, we were pretty much. I gave it 1 month instead of two, but, you know, she's still going to find him.
Hey, you know something? Right.
Yeah.
But like I always say, when you find yourself, you find your twin flame, your soulmate. And usually people always say, it happened. And I wasn't even expecting it. But really, if you do a little research with the people, you'll notice that they were also at the time working on themselves and actually focusing on what they really wanted. And then they actually found a person they really wanted. So it makes sense.
It often happens when you're not looking for it.
Oh, I'm telling you. Let's go on to our next caller. And this is a Skype theme. I thought it was kind of cool. It's Bang the Drum. Bang the Drum. Bang the Drum. Yes, how are you?
Hey, pretty good.
Hi.
Hey, D. And this is Danny, I believe, right?
Yeah, that's Donnie.
This is Donnie. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Let's look
it has
you,
funny,
so.
Isn't it?
Huh?
It's kind of funny. Donnie and D.
Just see them.
D and D.
So what's your name, sir?
My name is Jay. I'm calling from Canada.
Okay.
Jay from Canada, who likes long walks on the beach, has long brown... No, I'm just kidding. But I hope you don't...
No, he's probably out there. He's singing the Guess Who song, American Woman, Stay Away From Me.
Okay.
I liked them. They were good.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe those guys? They're in a, you know, you're really dating yourself because, you know, these guys are in their 70s right now, you know, they're still performing.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, but...
Yeah, I had that Can't Read kind of, album.
I think it's kind of amazing that they still do it, but I hope they're doing it for the right reason, not because they need the money. Well, I did so many drugs and alcohol in the freaking 70s, I have no money. You know, but if you're actually out there doing it because, you know, I'm having a great time and that kind of stuff, because I played music for probably about 15 years, too. I was a lead singer, and it is one of those things that from time to time that I kind of, like, want to start another band and just hit and do it again. But you never know. I might. And we'll call it the Psychic X Journeyman Man. But,
I'll get you together with Tony and start a group.
Maybe. But he has to come over
musician.
Here. You know, we could sit there and have a band, and then Tony would—he couldn't show up. He'd stay. He'd probably stay in the country where he's at. But we could have him come through on Skype.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah. So Jay, how can we help you tonight? What's your question?
You probably answered it so far. You had a great conversation with that last caller. So, but
mm-hmm.
I did actually get a job recently. I asked the angels for help, and I got a job offer in about 2 hours, which is a great folks to ask the angels for help that way. So I think it'd be actually just the relationship stuff now. Question would be, what are these angels saying that I should work on to find that compatible life partner?
Well, the first thing I would say is work on yourself, but I think what
yeah.
you're looking
Bingo.
For is a little more insight.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like work on yourself, but, you know, when we say self, it's the idea of going within yourself and go, okay, who am I? What do you know, what are my wants, needs, and desires? Because a lot of times we have a tendency to have those wants, needs, and desires that we had when we were, before, you know, like when we were 18, 19 years old, that we haven't reevaluated, and we're still trying to accomplish those things, not realizing a lot of those things we've already done. But we're still having those expectations of doing that and going out there and going, okay, I want this. But it's the idea of reevaluating yourself. And, for example, me personally, I have a tendency to work out, and I used to love doing bench presses, but now they seem to really aggravate one shoulder, and I've actually found other exercises to do that actually are more in developing exactly what I want to do instead of doing bench presses all the time. And I started realizing, you know, a lot of people focus on the bench press as something as an ego kind of thing. So when you start going away from the ego and you start focusing on, what do I really want to do? I want to have fun at what I'm doing, and I want to have fun with myself. So, you know, it's like looking at the situation and going deep within yourself and asking yourself, what is really important to you? And what's really important to me is, realistically, I love privacy. I like my privacy, but there's times where I love being a part of, you know, a crowd, a community. I love doing workshops. So if anybody out there wants to do a workshop, just get together. It's like doing lectures and talking and teaching with people. I love doing that. Mm-hmm. And it seems to happen everywhere. You know, it's one of those things, when you start really focusing on those things, they happen everywhere. I mean, I've been in places, a grocery store, and I notice that when I start talking, people listen. So it's like a little miniature, little workshop there. And then the same thing with privacy. When I was in Colorado, I had a strict policy that my bedroom was off limits unless you were like a girlfriend or a wife. But beyond that, nobody went in that bedroom because that was my sanctuary. That's where I do my work. That's where I really focus on having that peace and quiet to actually really focus and maintain who I am. Mm-hmm. And because people see you. I think we're also put in situations too that to really say, yeah, you're right about that, because I'm living with my mom right now, and that kind of situation, there's always a violation of privacy. And I sit there and look at the situation, and with every situation that happens to me, there's also something to learn about yourself. if you're not respecting yourself, or, you know, why are certain things happening? Because we know for a fact that everything happened out there more than likely started within you. And that's how you correct it and change it. Or sometimes in situations, it's a realization to embrace it too, that you're a fantastic, great person. And sometimes we have a tendency, we've been taught, you know, self-praise is a bad thing. When actually, self-praise is the idea of what keeps us going.
Uh-huh.
Appreciation, self-appreciation. And when, you know, if people are seeing it, I don't think there's any reason why we can't sit there and accept it as well. Because the more we accept it, the more likely we're going to continue to get it. And so if you're in business for yourself, I guarantee it's very important to see yourself as, yeah, if people see you as a successful person, they see you as someone they want to come to, then you have to see it too, or it could actually be cut off from you, which could really work against you. For example, when I was sitting there saying, you're looking for certain things within yourself that you could actually focus on, and they're all equally important, because realistic in the ideal of being with your ideal partner, you're going to want to be with that person completely. So therefore, you have to get into a situation of loving yourself completely too. And you automatically attract that person into your life. It's just the idea. A lot of people have a tendency, and you know, people think it's crazy, but I still think it's the truth, man, because when you look at the situation of certain guys out there who sit here and say, you see them having this great relationship, and all of a sudden they go, I'm not ready for a relationship. I say, man, get your head out of your freaking, you know, and sit here, look at the situation and take responsibility for what you just manifested, because it wouldn't be happening if you wasn't ready. You're making a choice to walk away from something. Of course, we have free will, but I'm just saying, I think sometimes free will can actually be something that works against us. I would never take it away. No, I would never. I won't think it's something we should take away. I'm just saying we should look at that and say, okay, what are you doing? Ask yourself if staying with this certain person would be beneficial, and it would actually improve your life, where you would find more things about yourself. Because realistically, a lot of times, you keep working on yourself, and you attract a certain person in your life. And sometimes this person comes in your life, you know, before you really connect with every aspect of your life. And I think the reason it is because we have attracted that person, because like attracts like. So there's some things that this person reflects to us that they are experiencing that is within us. So it gives us a chance to also do the same, to find some things out about ourselves that have always been there, but we just never had the opportunities to really explore it. And then this one person comes in our life and said, hey, let's go check out. Let's go hiking. Well, I've never done hiking. Doesn't mean just because you haven't done it, means you maybe just never had the opportunity. I've had people who say, you know, you say I'm a writer, but I've never written anything. Well, just because you haven't written anything, the opportunity is coming for you to write. And when you open yourself up to the whole thing, so you start finding out more things about yourself. You also find out things that also you never knew about yourself. And then when you embrace those things, you start looking back at your past, and you start thinking to yourself, well, maybe I was hasty about the whole thing, and what happened was something happened in my life where I walked away from it, and it was just like with me, it was art. When I was younger, I used to sketch anything. I was almost like a copy machine. I could take things like, they used to have this thing in TV Guide where they had a little Daniel Boone dude, they had the little turtle, where you could win a $5,000 scholarship by drawing a book that's sending them in. I could reproduce those things, but I would do it on a grant. I would get a piece of paper, you know, your actually drawing paper, and I would take that from that piece and put it on the bigger piece exactly the way it was. I actually got in trouble once. Our fourth grade teacher told us to all go home and draw something, right? And so I came back in, I drew this, I love drawing, and I handed it to her. And she looked at me and she said, who drew this? You know, people don't realize they should watch what they say to people, because at that moment, I felt like I had done something wrong. And it kind of hindered me, because this is something I've been doing my whole freaking life, and at that time I used to enjoy it. And then somebody came along and said, you know, you're a liar. You didn't draw this. It wasn't until my mom came to school and kind of like, ooh, I wouldn't want to repeat that. Anyway, she kind of went off on the teacher. But it's the idea of watching, you know, in those situations, I think if I would have had a spiritual teacher at that time, I would have saw it for what it was. It was just her perception, and I wouldn't have fed into it. I would have realized I have talent, and I'm going to screw her. But maybe not in that kind of sense. I had a speech. I guess if I would have had a spiritual teacher, then I wouldn't have said screw you. But you know, nice life. But you know, it's like looking at the situation and going, these are the things that sometimes we get away from, and then later in life, we never realize these dramatic things, almost like gave us memory loss. And then all of a sudden, we have a person that comes in our life who loves to draw, and then you start realizing, so do I. How come I don't do more of that? You know, I don't write. Now I do. You know, what happened? I love this, you know. And what you have to also understand is you also found a person that you love too. So you also got reconnected with things that you love. Isn't that crazy? That, you know, these are the signs to look for when you find that person. And then you'll start realizing you never found that person. You just opened up to receive it, and the person came to you. Or maybe you both came together at the same time. But either way you look at it, you open yourself up to the possibilities.
Yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, watch your life. As you go through, like someone with my mom, I was sitting there going, how come everybody's disrespecting me? And I was thinking about the situation I put myself into. I'm disrespecting myself because I kept myself here a little bit longer. But then I went a little bit deeper and go, okay, why would I do that? Mm-hmm. It was a fear of stepping back out again. You know, sometimes we come home with our parents, we go, okay, this is nice and cushy. I don't have to deal with the world. I can stay right here. But then I started thinking about it. I'm also hindering my gifts. I'm also hindering what I'm doing because I can't do it because she doesn't allow it. Okay, so it's like look at the situation. And a lot of people are really focusing on the spiritual lifestyle. Why? Because it's natural. You know, they're not really, really looking for something. They're looking to be themselves again. And that's what it's all about. You know, it's like, oh, I want to do that. And then when you start really getting into this whole thing, you start realizing one thing. You always have been. It's just that you let the world come in and tell you that you were wrong, so you have a tendency to get away from it for a little bit. But then you want to go back and say, I just love this, so therefore let's do this. I know when I was living in Colorado, the one thing that got me the most was to ask for a ride, to sit there and say, hey, you know something? I was waiting for a bus, and I was so honest. I said, God and angels, I don't want to sit here and wait no more. So could you please have somebody come by and pick me up? I know it might sound lazy, but I just want to go home. And sure enough, every time I would do that, because I had that, I mean, I don't know what it was. I was just out there and just going with the flow of things and just asking for everything. And it was amazing how much I got to the point where you just want to keep going and going and going. And I sit there and said, 5 minutes later, sure enough, somebody pulls up and say, hey, Don, you need a ride? I'm sitting there going, whoa. And I got in this lady's car. I remember I got in this one girl's car, and I said, it's kind of crazy how it happens all the time. And she's like, what? I said, nothing. It's a long story. But it's, you know, it's one of those things. As I was telling a friend of mine, everybody keeps talking about New Age. And I keep saying, why does everybody want to call it New Age? You can find books back in the 1800s. You can find books that were around the turn of the century. Yeah. You can find things that were at the beginning of the last millennium. Okay? It's called the Bible. it says, you have not because you ask not. And you don't see little inserts at the bottom, do you? It says, you can only ask for certain things. No, it doesn't say that. There is no limitation. There is no restriction. It's like reading the book about the genie. There are no three wishes. It's unlimited. It's just the human concept comes in and go, that's impossible. Just give them three wishes. You know? And that's just lack of limitation kicking in. Like we were doing the other day. We sit here and said, I want to show you guys how easy it is to go into the lack of. They go, okay. I said, okay, I'm going to give you some numbers. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Okay, what numbers are missing? All of a sudden, everybody goes into this mode of thinking of what numbers are missing. See, the catch is, it's an illusion. There are no numbers missing. I just gave you some numbers. But you see how fast your mind went toward the lack of? So it's just the ideal, the one spiritual concept that you can actually work with on yourself is to start realizing there is no such thing as lack and limitation. That's you actually honing in on your human side. Okay, so what you want to do is you want to have balance and say, okay, I'm in a human body, which gets me from A to B, but the rest of everything that happens is because of me. I like that. And that's the truth. That's the truth. It's you that creates everything. The body is just for transportation. And we treat our cars a whole lot better than we treat ourselves.
That's so true.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like, look at the situations. We talk about spiritual cleansings, and there's actually a book out there called, if I can find it, my mom buried it somewhere. But it's called, I wish I could remember all the information with it, too, because it's actually a book that talks about a 21-day, like a conscious, oh, here it is, got it. It's called the 21-Day Consciousness Cleanse, a breakthrough program for connecting with your soul's deepest purpose. And that's, if that one lady's out there still listening, this is the one book I wanted to tell her about, too. I just found it. But, and this book hasn't made it to my website yet, so I'm going to put that on my page where it says books that I recommend. But there's also another one, too. People don't realize, and the idea of opening up yourself to channeling,
mm-hmm.
is the idea of how to connect with your guide. Something was meant with you in the first place. And then there was another one, too. Here it is. There's a lot of books I recommend, especially in a situation like this, because all these do, the more you connect with your spirit, the more you connect with who you are, that's what it's all about. There's not just one thing. It's I guess you could sit there and look at the situation and go, which one should I start with? But usually when you start with one thing, you start realizing you're tapping into two or three different things about yourself. There's this other book called Soul Love, Awakening Your Heart Centers. Now, this just doesn't help you to connect with yourself in the process of actually finding a significant other. It also helps you to realize that what you're doing, if you are doing what you really should be doing, how to have more love in what you do. And also, it also helps you to find, in case you're not, to realize you have the right to make a decision and change no matter what, no matter when. At the moment you have a realization, that's the moment you're supposed to make the decision to change, because it's pointing something out to you. And this book was cool. It's by a lady named, I think it's Sonia Roman. I hope I'm pronouncing that word right. But there was also another one called Spiritual Growth by the same lady, Being Your Higher Self. So, you know, these books have helped me out quite a bit. And I've only started reading, like, the first couple chapters. And the one thing I like about some of these books is it brings out things that, like I said before, you start reading the books, and a lot of times you don't read the whole thing. Why? Because you're just realizing it's helping you to get familiar with yourself of things you already knew. And the books are just helping you to embrace.
Remember.
The truth. Yeah, remember. But there was also this one book called by, how you spell her name is S-H-A-K-T-I. And I think her last name is her last name is Gowan, I think. G-A-W-A-I-N. Yeah. Creating True Prosperity. This will give you the insights I was talking about before with the ideal of balance. To realize to get balance and to realize maybe the reason you don't have prosperity in your life is because you're focusing on one concept and not the other, like giving and receiving. You're focusing on, I'm a giver. But you don't realize in the process of giving to people, they're going to be given back to you too. So you have to be open to receiving. And it also talks about, it covers a lot of things, like I said, but I've just gotten into these books. But it's amazing how they're just touching on things that I already know that make so much sense that it's easy to go out and teach people because you already know them. And these books were just able to like you said, remember and refresh your mind and say, okay, you already knew this. And by the same lady, I think it's a lady. I'm hoping it's a lady. This person who wrote this book also has a book called Creative Visualization.
Oh, yes.
Okay? This book is so full of affirmations and stuff. And, you know, like I said before, just let yourself be guided to where you got to go. And you'll be fine. But like I said before, when you go, the one thing I taught everybody that I was actually doing with my column was there was one meditation that kind of started off with a lot of things that I was doing by simply just saying, I love. I love, I love, I love, I love. And then go, I am love, I am love, I am love. And then I went further with that to say, when I love God, I love myself. When I love myself, I love God. So it's like putting all these things together. And I told people, don't feel bad if you can't really do it for more than 2 minutes. Because when you start doing that, you're connecting into what we call true, pure love. And you're going to feel that within yourself. And you're going to start realizing one thing. You were created to be a loving person, a loving being. And it's easy to love people. But sometimes we have a tendency to forget that because some people don't love us back unconditionally. We should realize that it's just some people can't do it. It has nothing to do with us. It's just the idea. And plus, a lot of times when they do have a tendency to react a certain way, it's because they do see that love within us. And it makes them feel a certain way, so they have a tendency to react. We just have to look at the situation. People run away from us. I always tell people, if a person runs away from you and you know for a fact they did because of the great relationship that you had, it's a confirmation that what you had was real. Because people don't run away from something that's not real. And that's one of the things they can sit here, and the people that are running away from you can say, they can tell you whatever they want to tell you. But I guarantee you the three signs that I look for is a person who gets sick, gets upset, is a person who's not following their heart, who refuses to do so, and it's actually causing an imbalance physically within their bodies. And then we have another person who's physically got the Nikes on and running away from you. And then we have another person who just blocks you and cuts you from everything. This is because you are a threat, but because of the loving person you are. So look at it for that way and say, okay, I am. You know, if you're a person who's out there that people run away from you because you're abusive, then you do therapy, okay? But also with the situation with those things too is to realize that they have problems, but they also have imbalances within their own lives too. And the only way they're going to really correct those things, I'm not really sure if it's therapy or a psychiatrist can actually really help in certain situations unless you can really manifest a real person who's really willing to do that. Okay? I sit here and try to knock the whole thing. I don't know all therapists. I don't know all psychiatrists. But the ones I do know, I wouldn't go to. Because they have a tendency to write that pen. Yes, doc. I just saw some elephants fly by. And that's all you hear. Okay?
Yes.
You know? Doc, you have a pen up your ass. You know, they don't hear a word you're saying. I think those people at one time were good at what they did, but they've been doing it for so long, I don't think they should be doing it anymore. You know?
Right.
You know, it's like, because I tell people all the time, every day when I do my work and work with people, there's a certain enthusiasm about the whole thing that I'm just surprised myself. But there's still this kind of excitement that I just want to keep doing it. Because in the process of really helping people, that's what happens. You get that really strong sense of doing things. But the one thing I like about it is I save myself a ton of money in therapy to myself, because within really good readings and that kind of stuff, everybody walks away blessed. Everybody walks away with answers. Mm-hmm. Everybody walks away with direction. Not just the people I work for, but me too. I've actually stopped in the middle of sessions and go, hold up, I think I just solved a problem. You know? And they go, really? I said, yeah, but see, that's also a good example to helping people understand that everybody who crosses your path for a reason, to point out something about you. And not all reflections are bad. They could be good, too, just to make you realize you are who you are.
Cool.
So the one thing I would – so if you sit here and look at one thing that you could do is just to learn from people. Learn from the reflection they give you. When a person is disrespectful to you, ask yourself why. Because it's reflecting something about you. And every time you start doing that, you learn more about yourself. You're able to spontaneously to go within yourself and find the solution and find more about yourself. And ask yourself at that moment, do I like that or do I not? And then make a promise to yourself to either embrace it or to change it. That's the only way I can make it as simple as possible. But seriously, when you do the meditation, if you just did the meditation, I love, you would definitely, I tell people, take it back and go, I want you to focus on the space behind your heart. This is where they say the God essence is. You can prove it to yourself by focusing on that place and say, I love, I love, I love. And if it's all you can really do at first, then go with that. There's no outline. But I do feel like one thing when you do this kind of work, you should do it until you feel good, until you feel better about yourself, until you feel like I can just go on and I have a certain kind of shield around me that I can just do anything. At that moment, you start thinking anything is possible. Everything is possible. I can do anything I want. And I can also still be a loving, caring person at the same time. It's amazing. And I'm just saying, try those at first and try a little meditation, because I think it would really help to help you understand that, because when you love yourself, I love, I love, I love, you will find somebody. I've actually seen people, don't be surprised if a person comes to you and has a similar prayer or certain similar things that she does too. Because like attracts like. And when I tell people to get deep into the situation of what you really want in life, you know, cover the five aspects: relationship, career, spiritual self, where you want to live, you know, houses, and how we put this, the house is very important to people because it's like a base of operations. And whatever happens there, there has to be respect in that kind of format too as well. So like I tell people before, if you get back to the situation of remembering when you were younger and you never was allowed in your parents' bedroom, they were teaching you at that time to have respect for people's space because they needed that space because you were just set off the wall. But and when you have kids, it's a different story. You have to have some kind of sanctuary, trust me. But I'm just saying, you know, when you start looking back over your life, you'll start realizing that you've been taught certain things in that kind of spec that you start understanding why. And you start understanding, too, it's okay. That if you need 2 hours in the morning to yourself, I always tell people, if you have someone in your life who doesn't honor that, they need to be kicked to the curb because of their actions. And you're just following through. You know, like they always say, with those kind of actions, there are consequences. And if you don't put those people in those situations, they'll continue to do it. I had a lady who came to visit me when I was in Colorado, and she barged in my freaking bedroom when I was meditating. And I was very irate. And I told her, I said, what are you doing? And she's like, well, I just thought I'd come in and say, you know. I said, well, first of all, when you came here, I told you that you knock, and then I say, come in. You don't knock as you're coming in. And first of all, you don't come in this bedroom unless there's no reason to come in this bedroom. Let's put it that way. There's no reason. Okay, if you have something you want to talk to me about, I have a huge kitchen and a living room. Okay? And that's what I told her. And I tell everybody else, you need to do those things. You need to sit there and focus and say, okay, this is my time. I'm not being selfish. This helps me to focus and to clear out or do whatever, or do the work, you know, because I've been experienced. I told people before, when you do chakra clearing, I think you should do it in the mornings and you should do it at night. You should do it in the morning to prepare yourself for the day, and you should do it at night to clear out everything you've been subjected to so therefore you can sleep. I guarantee you'll have a great day and you'll have a great night. Just with those two concepts. There's a good book out there too called, I think it's called Chakra Clearing by Doreen Virtue. And it actually does have a meditation. Yeah, it actually has a meditation in the morning and the night. And what I liked about the book is in the book, it's written out differently. It actually covers the ear chakras. The CD itself doesn't. I don't know why. I've always been curious about it, but you know something? I used to do this. I would listen to her music and listen to her meditation, but then I started, you know, I tell people, step out. You know, start finding what works for you. If you still like the meditation, but you like to have a different kind of music, then find some different kind of music. When I was talking about HemiSync, I used to take HemiSync CDs and take her meditations and put them to them. Intense. I walked away a couple times where I did a really strong sessions for like 3 days straight. Uh-huh. I just started getting into it. I started loving it, right? Started doing it over and over to the point where a piece of paper hitting the floor was startling. Oh, sensitivity was like off the scale. And plus when you're also fasting is another thing too to help you realize that everything in life is a choice. And also people talk about getting closer to God. It says in the Bible too, but also in spirituality, we say the same thing. Some people say getting closer to spirit, getting closer to whatever, you know, feel, you know, the universe. But it's definitely one of those things that definitely enhances everything within yourself. Because I know just from fasting for 5 days, taking a shower was cool. I told somebody, I could count every water drop that hit me. I could feel things. My senses were off the scale. I could, you know, doing readings and touching things and that kind of stuff. Like I said, me personally, I like to find the strength in those things. Touching things were cool. I knew something. I knew things. If I felt something negative about it, it's just telling me that you don't want to go there. You know, people, ooh, I don't want to feel that. Sure, I had a couple of situations where a girl who was stressed out intensely touched my leg, and next thing I had really bad migraines. But, you know, you find people in your life, too, at that time that, I mean, I walked away. I walked out of the room to clear that energy, and her friends were like, wow, he's rude. He's really rude. And she said, no, he's not rude. She goes, I've been really stressed out, and I forgot. I touched him on the leg, and he just picked all that stuff up, so he has to go and get rid of it. So see, she understood. So the other people, I didn't care about. You know, they had their opinions and that kind of stuff. I'm not saying I didn't care about them. I'm just saying they had their opinion. I wasn't going to feed into it because I had a friend out there who was explaining it for me. I didn't have to. And that's what happens with your life when you start really working on yourself. You start attracting people in your life who are not just there for you, but they start taking up for you and they start understanding you. So when people don't, you just, it's not just you out there, you know. You've connected with a nice community. SCJ, I am going to sit here and I'm going to go zip to other people. But like I said before, I would love to sit down and do a past life reading or regression with you too as well, because I think it would really help you on the quest that you're on. But that's up to you to make a decision on that whole thing. But if I don't hear from you in that kind of scenario, I'd love for you to call it back to the show and give us some updates on your life. Because I feel like I also feel like in 2 months' time that you also will find that significant other too.
Mhm. Yeah, that's the way it's looking. Because I had a ladybug actually show up tonight, so I had 2 spots on it.
Yeah, ladybugs. Yeah. The ones I like to look for is numbers. Like I had my angel book with Doreen Virtue, and my angels came to me one day and said, "Okay, you see 322? Now we want you to go in the book. We want you to go and look up every number that has a 22 at the end of it, and you're going to see a progression. You're also going to see that your life is going forward, and what you've actually been focusing on is coming to pass. It's going to be coming into visualization, and the things that you're focusing on, you're going to get a call. You're going to get that relationship you've been focusing on. You're going to get the business, and you're going to have clients and work and that kind of stuff, and the happiness and the success that goes along with it. It's not something that you're hoping it happens. It's happening now. It's just basically being orchestrated, the universe, the God, and everybody else. They just want everything to be just perfect for you because they are in positions to do that. We have a tendency to have that perception, so they do it for us, and then they just want us to, when it happens, they just want us to embrace it. But they also want to help us to understand that that's what's happening. Things are falling into place right now. Alrighty?
Alrighty.
But I appreciate you calling in, and I think have you called before?
Yeah, I called before, but probably a long, long time ago, so.
Okay. Well, like I said before, please get with me on that private, on that past life reading, and then but please give us a call back and tell us how it's going in the next couple of months. Because like I said before, there's definitely stuff coming in. I don't think it's someone you've got to go find. I feel like she's just going to come right into your life, or whatever you're focusing on, the things that you see, the person that you see, don't be surprised if it's so close to the whole thing, it kind of spooks you. But don't hold back on that one. Just realize it's something to embrace. Okay?
Okay.
All right, man. Thank you for calling. And you have a great week, okay?
Yeah, thanks, D&D. Take care.
You too. Yeah. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
You know something? What the heck? Okay. No, my keyboard just popped up on my freaking phone. I was trying to get on the freaking switchboard here.
Huh.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yep. Just tell him it's an American woman.
Okay.
Well, hey, that's a good song. And I don't feel insulted by it.
Here you go. Here you go.
Ah, you're gone.
0. Welcome to the show. Area code 510.
Oh, hi.
You're up here.
Yes,
how
there
are
he
you?
Is.
Hi. I have a psychic question. I want to know, do you see me and this guy named Andre, being my long-life partner?
Andre.
Okay, what's his name again?
Andre.
Andre. And then your name is?
Tasha.
Tasha?
Uh-huh.
You know, the first question that came to me was the idea of asking you flat out, do you see it? Can you see that happening?
No, I don't see it right now.
I didn't think you did.
Well, the questions come to you like this. It's like when a question like that comes to me so quickly, it's one of those things to really look at. Because if you have that disbelief within yourself, there's a reason why that you're picking up with Andre, that you're just not seeing it because there's something about you that it doesn't want to open up to give that part of yourself to him. And it's one of those things you should really take notice to. Why? Because it seems like, in some sense of the word, there are some things on the surface with Andre that I don't think you could really tolerate. I also feel like the man has a tendency to actually have a hard time. How do we put this? You do see a difficulty in expression. Does that make sense to you?
As far as in what way? Because I'm like, he's very expressive with me.
Okay, well, if I'm picking up the idea of expression, then there must be some kind of phoniness to him. I'm not really expressing what's really under the surface. Sometimes, I'm just saying, when I sit here and look at the situation, it just seems like he's very expressive to you, but see, I'm still kind of going back to that one thing of saying, okay, she says she doesn't see them together now, and I'm wondering why. Because I'm, like I said before, I feel like there are certain things about the situation of somebody not being totally honest, and I keep focusing on
him.
I keep getting pulled to him. There's something about that situation, like, I'll put it to you like this. I've had people come on and say, hey, you're just great. I love everything about you. And now the reason I would take that is, ooh, I don't know about that. Because at the time, I was still working on some things myself. So this woman is saying that she loves everything about me. Now, I've been in situations where, yeah, we should love each other unconditionally, because no matter the bad or the good, of course. But it was just something about her. Well, I felt like the reason she was doing that, because she felt like she had to in order to attain what she was wanting. So she wasn't being totally honest. She was just more dead bent on, I need somebody to love me. And I was like, gosh, relax. You need somebody to love you? If you need someone to love you, then that's a problem. Because I was actually looking in the book here. I was looking up the one thing that was so important to me is the idea of looking at things of what mature love is about, okay? And when you look at the idea of what mature love is all about, some people sit and look at it and go, okay, immature love says, I love you because I need you. So but really what it's saying is, I need you to love me because I just haven't learned how to love myself. Mature love says, I need you because I love you. So see, I already love you. I already care about you. So I need you in my life because I want to continually to express that to you, okay? And when I sit here and look at Andre, I kind of get reminded of a person I used to hang out with. His name was Andre too, and he was a really nice guy. But when it came to, he was very honest and very straightforward with his friends and his family. But with his girlfriends, he felt like he had to put on a certain face,
a facade,
facade about everything. Yeah, I have to do this. I have to come off like I'm very nice to you. And I don't think I can really tell you the truth because I don't think you really would like who I am. That's because he didn't like who he was at that moment.
Oh,
you know, that's what's going on with her.
Oh, so he don't like the certain part about himself that he don't want to show to me.
Right.
Exactly. And you also
he's
need to look
that
at
you
the
won't
reflection.
Like what, yeah, he's afraid that you won't like what he presents if he presents the true Andre.
And also with the same situation. And also with the situation, too, you have to look within yourself because that's a definite reflection back to you, too. You know, it's like, look at this guy. He's not being totally himself. So you look at the situation and say, okay. I remember this one lady said this. You know, I can't come off and be a bitch right off the bat because he won't like me. Well, why wait to drop that bomb later? It's the idea of looking at the situation and saying, yeah, maybe it's also she need to work with herself to realize, why are you being that person? I feel like it's like this. Sometimes people have a tendency to be the wrong person at the wrong time. Like if you get you go to the bank and they short you $100, that's the time to be a bitch, okay, to get your money. But there's other times when you're with your boyfriend or your husband, you don't have to be. Everybody wants to do this certain thing. Like, oh, you did something bad to me. Realistically, they didn't do nothing to you. They're just reflecting things that you're not doing for yourself. And when you sort of look at the situation, you're not loving me enough. Realistic, what you're saying to yourself is you're not loving yourself enough, and you're wanting him to make up the difference. Because sometimes we don't know how.
So basically, me and him just need to lay all our cards on the table and just show each other who we both truly is and accept that and just move forward.
Exactly, because I've had people say, I've worked with people before, and they go, you know, I said, you guys met each other. Did you guys tell each other who you was when you first met each other? They go, this one lady said, of course we did. And then she said, you can't do that when you first meet people because they don't know how to deal with it. I'm sitting there going, hold up. First you said that you were totally honest. But now you're sitting there saying you can't be totally honest when you meet somebody for the first time. I said, that's a contradiction. So which one did you do? Because I'm going to tell you right now.
It's kind of like a catch-22, because you know when you meet somebody, they say the first impression is the best impression, but really it's not.
No, it's the idea, because if you look at today, people, when they first meet each other, a lot of them are acting. So you really can't, mm-hmm. you can't really take the first thing, yeah? Right, what you need to do is look at the situation, okay? I had a friend of mine, and I was focusing on getting married. I wanted to find someone mm-hmm. I really wanted to marry, and they said, well, you shouldn't do that. You should focus on getting a relationship first. I said, no, this is how it works. I'm working on the outcome. That's the outcome of what I see. So therefore, everything in between will fall into place to get me to that outcome. Okay, I'm not saying I don't want it today. I'm just saying I'm focusing on the now, as in this is what I feel and this is what I want now. So therefore, it will definitely play itself out. So when it does happen, it'll happen now. The day it happens, it'll be in the now. It'll be right this moment. So I sit there, so everybody sitting go, well, if you have that ring on your finger and you put it on your ring finger, won't that kind of push people away? I said no. I think the person I'm actually supposed to marry will actually know what that means because they'll be doing the same thing that I'm doing. Okay?
So if you think lay all our cards on the table, is it a possibility that it can happen?
Now, the answer I get is yes.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with just laying all our cards, or should I just come up, just be blunt about it and just say, hey, you know, we should just both lay all our cards on the table and just move and just go with the flow from there?
No, you should go with the flow from the start.
Oh, just everybody wants back to go with
take
the flow?
Slow. Sometimes when people say take it slow, they're holding back. So see, they're not giving completely. Uh-huh. What you should do is you should take each situation. What I'm saying is you listen to your intuition, listen to your angels and guides, okay? As you're going into the situation, they go, if they tell you to do something, then jump into it completely. If they don't tell you anything, then don't do nothing. Just sit there. And I've had people come to me, man, it really takes me off. They're sitting there going, you know, sort of go, hey, how you doing? And they, well, you should know. I said, you know something? I don't zone into everything. I said, sometimes
I'm
just like
confused with going with the flow. I don't know what that means, just take it day to day.
Yes.
It's the take it. And when you're in the moment, what I'm saying is when you're in the moment and you feel like you should do something or you should say something, you should honor yourself and do exactly what you feel at that moment. That's the ideal of going with the flow. It's not the idea of going against it. Because if a person sits there and I've had this happen before too, a lady goes, I didn't want to say that to him because I didn't want to hurt his feelings. Sorry, dear, but you're not hurting his feelings. All you're doing is expressing yourself. If it hurts his feelings, you know, you're feeding too much into his feelings. You're not really honoring your own. So you're not seeing the guidance. You're not seeing what you should do. Okay, focus on what you should do, and the person that's with you will also do the same thing. Okay, it's also the idea of paying attention. I've done this before with people too, where I sit there, I'm dating somebody, and they'll say something up the wall like, "I can't get close to you," and you've already seen that they already have. What it's your job to do is to bring it to their attention and say, "You're so full of it. You've already gotten close to me. Why would you say that?" See, that's what I'm saying. That's communication, talking and expressing yourself and say, okay, this is how I feel. You know, I don't feel like you should sit there and hurt people because there are people who intentionally tell people the truth because they know what's going to do. So that's intentional. You're still not really hurting those people, but it is intent that you're trying to do that. So that's not good. I'm saying be honest and be yourself, because I feel like in the sense of being yourself, I feel like everybody – does not have the intent of hurting anybody. They're just wanting to be expressed, and they want to say what's on their mind. And I feel like anything that has a voice should be said, or you wouldn't be getting it.
Do y'all feel that I'm being up, showing him all of me, or I'm holding back like he is?
Well, like attracts like, so you're both holding back. And I feel like once you guys bring both yourselves out, then you're going to have a real relationship, and you're really going to have something good.
Because I'm kind of scared.
You agree,
to
Dee?
Oh, I do. I do agree.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Once she starts doing exactly what you said to her, she's going to see a change in both of them.
Okay.
To be
good.
You'll both be a lot happier.
Yeah, okay. I'm also same too. I'm just saying, you do the work on yourself, focus, express, listen to your intuition. You don't have to do nothing for him. And people go, what? Okay, if you're in a relationship and there's certain things that you do as a person, as giving to another person, like maybe you want to cook him breakfast and those kind of things, I'm not saying stop doing those things. I'm saying stop doing the work for him. Like people say, well, I feel like he's not like this, or he's not this kind of a person. Well, at that moment of the way he's expressing himself, that's who he is at that moment. And you need to focus on that and say, okay, what would I do in that situation? If you feel like you need to walk away for a moment, then you have to honor your own feelings and your own intuition. It says, take a walk. Walk away.
Okay.
And he'll understand why. Because he's, you know, if it's one of his relationships that's supposed to happen, he's like you. So he'll know. That's why I always ask people flat off the right off the bat when people go, well, me and this person be together, I say, well, do you think you will? Because it's up to you, know, because realistically, in the process of manifesting what we want, we're the ones that called it in the first place. So if it's happening, you have to have faith that you manifested this, so therefore you can embrace it. It's also to be bold and strong and tell the other person the same thing. This would not be happening, because I've met her goods is, I'm not ready for a relationship. It's being bold and saying, yes, you are. Because you know, last night when we were going, ooh, 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 that's a relationship, my friend. So once you take responsibility for the rest of it, too, it comes along with it. Because I'm ready. And if I'm ready, I know you're ready, because like attracts like, and you manifested as buddy. So, you know, you should respect yourself for what you've created and also realize that what you wanted, you got. And it's like almost like looking at the situation, people need to hear that from now on, because it's like people are out there saying, I don't know if I'm ready for this. But they're not being honest with themselves. So I'm just saying, when you're honest with yourself and you smile, you bring things to the forefront, then they hear it too as well. And they know that you feel the same way, so they're more likely, it makes them feel more comfortable to actually also express their own feelings too. All ready?
Yes. Oh, can I ask you both a question? Sister, the word to me is like very powerful to me. The remember is like, is it possible for us as human spirits on this earth can remember what we asked to do before we came here?
That's the ideal. That one book I was talking about, that one guy called Connecting with Your Soul, helps you connect with your guide. That book I was looking at, excuse me, it's called basically what channeling is all about. Connecting with your guide. Yeah, when you know, a lot of people channel for the all kinds of reasons, for themselves, to improve themselves, to actually focus on their own life purpose, their own lives, their souls, and that kind of thing. And there's other people who have a tendency to take it one step further and help other people with it. But that doesn't mean everybody has to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's the idea of using that and connecting with your guide. Like, you want to connect with your guide. You want to know what your life purpose is. But, you know, sometimes with the idea of meditation and working with your angels, you can find out the same thing, too. And actually even being, like I said at the beginning of the show, a lot of times, if you've found your life partner, there's more than likely you're going to start feeling antsy to also go find your life purpose, because the two connect. The two bring the two together. Yeah, so when you're with that person, this is also a way of looking at the situation too and going, okay, I found my life purpose. How come I haven't found my life partner?
Yeah,
well, keep doing
don't
what
never
you're
come
doing.
Hand in hand. I know
I'm just saying. You just need to connect with yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, connect and keep working on yourself, because it's like, if you're not with your life partner yet and you're doing your life work, you're finding yourself. You're still finding yourself. So it makes perfect sense why you haven't found that one yet. It's because you're still working on yourself in some sense of the word. And I always believe that from what I've read and what I've felt, that God wants you both to be on the same page in some sense of the word. So therefore you can enjoy it to the fullest. So,
that's what I'm about to do.
Yeah, so we're sitting looking at the situation going, life purpose, sometimes people don't realize they've already been doing it. I know when I was in high school, and I had an accident when I was 10 years old, where I had a couple of out-of-body experiences in the same accident. I drowned. I was under the water for 20 minutes. But there wasn't things that kicked in until around around when I was in high school. I was giving advice to people on relationships. And then in the process of finding out this psychic stuff, right? That's when relationship counseling became a soul point, you know? Once you get that soul point kicking in, then you start realizing that you feel better about yourself, but you also feel like it's like people walking away. But like I said before, in the process of actually being open in situations and relationships, it's the idea of learning about everybody, learning about yourself too as well. When you, feel like with life partners, if they learn from the reflections they give each other, they get closer. Mm-hmm. When they refuse to learn from it, they push each other away. I don't know you anymore. That means I don't really know who I am. You see how it works?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're still trying to find yourself. Starting over.
Right. So like I said before, I was in high school giving people advice about relationships. I was also, I'm in my first incident where I grabbed my friend and threw him to the sidewalk. He was about ready to walk across the street. I grabbed him and threw him to the sidewalk, and he was like, "What the hell is your problem?" So, here comes this freaking car. It's around the freaking corner, about 80 miles per hour, which would have hit him. So it was like a lot of things got put together at that time. And then I started thinking about when I was 10 years old, about these out-of-body experiences I had, which some of the things I knew I shouldn't have known. I remember this lady I talked to, and I was like, I walked up out of the water. I sit next to this lawn chair, and the lady said, "No, you didn't. We grabbed you out. We pulled you up by the hair of your head, and I revived you." I said, "Okay." I said, "Are you sure?" I said, I was sitting next to this lawn chair, and I was watching this group of people by the water, and what I was actually seeing was them pulling me out of the water. And I understand her reaction now, where it was kind of like a quietness, looking at me, going, "Hmm. Okay, sure, let's go." It's time to go now. And you start understanding. No, I'm just saying, you start understanding what people's reactions were at that time, because that was just one incident. And I was really irate about the whole thing too. My mom went to the hospital because she actually came and tried to save me first. She got pulled into an undertow, and we almost lost three people that day, because my mom was 9 months, about 8.5 months pregnant when she came in after me. I was 10. And she was pregnant. So we almost lost my sister and me and my mom. And a friend of mine asked me the other day about being baptized. I said, "Yeah, I think I was baptized, but not in the sense that you think." There was a three there, you know, God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus. And I was like, the three has stuck with me for a long time. Why three? I'm just saying, the more you start finding out about yourself, the more you start tracing it back to certain things that happen in your life, of why you still hang on to certain things, or certain things still resonate with you. And then you understand. You know, I've actually connected with some women, and people say, "Well, I thought you thought this one woman was your soulmate." And I said, "Well, my philosophy on soulmates, it could have been a soulmate. Maybe what I'm actually striving for is a twin flame. That one significant other that was the only person who you've ever had a relationship with, as in romantic and live with and that kind of stuff, was actually created at the same time." And soulmates are things like, I feel like this too, soulmates are like when that twin flame just doesn't get the head out of the ass and actually embraces what's going on between the two of you. I think we have soulmates. Soulmates can be learning experiences too. But if you think about it, if a twin flame doesn't come forward and really honor what's going on and honor who you are and what you are together, because most of the time I've seen with twin flames come together, they usually make great strides. They have a great relationship with themselves and a great marriage and stuff like that. But they also have a great connection with the world, and they usually have a tendency to bring around certain spiritual concepts as well. And a lot of people go through...
What does it mean, Andre?
I'm just saying, and some people go through... I believe that soulmates are like learning lessons to get to that point. But also, if a person doesn't, like I said before, if a twin flame doesn't come forward or has come forward but doesn't honor it, I feel like there's also a twin flame that could, a soulmate that could also teach us something too, that we're destined for love and we will always have a partner, even when a partner doesn't come through, even the significant partner. Because it's also been said that once twin flames do connect, it's great, but it's also the idea of connecting on the same page. With the situation with you guys, there's a strong connection here that I think needs to be explored by you two. And I think that when I look at the situation, when it comes to me, there could be other information that comes through, but it's saying that you guys need to focus and experience this. And then after you experience it, you'll know what it is beyond a shadow of a doubt, okay?
Okay.
And I was going to say, I really appreciate your phone call. I would love to sit down and do a reading with you sometime, too. And like I said before, it seemed like it's a past life night. So if you get a chance to really come through on the whole thing. I have been, and I have been thinking about the people who do come to the radio show, even if you come to me after the 22nd, I think that I might still honor the prices I still have. So just keep that in mind. And I'm just saying, with the situation, I always tell people in stress, with these situations, it's best to get these things done as soon as possible so we can make some major changes here and actually, you know, help you understand that the relationship you're looking for and the life that you're looking for, you can have those things. You really can. I want to thank you for calling. All righty.
Thank you. All right. Have a good
night.
You're
welcome.
You too.
You have a great week too, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Have a good one now. Bye-bye now. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go on to... Alrighty. I'm going to go on to area code 917. Area code 917, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, and how are you? Okay, must have fell asleep.
Hello?
Area code... Yes, 917, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi.
Sorry.
Hi.
Okay. How are you?
Good.
You sure?
Yeah, I just had to... I didn't realize you picked up my call yet. I had it on mute and I had to move.
Oh, okay.
How are you doing this
okay.
evening?
Okay. Good question.
If you don't know, I don't.
You're supposed to know these things. You're a psychic. Come on.
Oh, yes, I know.
Anyway.
I'm supposed to get the lottery numbers, too. Yeah.
I've actually won on those things. That's a huge one, of course. Doesn't mean I can't. I don't know what... I think it's one of those things that we also have to get ourselves in a frame of mind to actually believe it beyond the shadow of a doubt. And sometimes we have to work on those things of letting down resistance. Because I've actually gone and done the three numbers. And, we won $100 on three numbers. I remember one time I did pay the lottery. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I had changed one of the numbers because the lottery we had didn't go up that high with the number that had been given to me. So I kind of changed it when I should have just reversed it. Anyway, so I won, you know, I've won money on those, like $100 here and $100 there, you know. And I've actually been able to do that thing where I used to do the scratch-offs. I just knew when to go down and get a scratch-off and win $50 every time.
That's
name?
Useful for that.
I think I know. Tell me what your name is. I recognize
you.
That's what I say, Lisa, but I wasn't too sure. I was like, man, it's been a crazy week.
Yeah. Crazy week myself last week, but things went pretty well. So I'm coming up against another busy week. And I always had issues being blocked in my writing because now I have a tight deadline and I have been doing the writing. I just feel like it's not there yet. I would be done with these two articles that I need to write by Wednesday, or do you see that I should ask for an extension?
Hmm. Yeah, I keep getting that you should ask for an extension. And I feel like there's some things you still want to put in these articles.
Yeah. Yep.
I would concur with that.
Well, I'm sorry, what did you say? I didn't hear her.
I'm sorry, I had a crack in my mouth, a piece of one. I said I would concur with that. I agree. I think you need a little more time so that you'll get everything just the way you want it.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be rushed. And if you just try to do it by Wednesday, I think you'll feel very rushed and very stressed, and you won't do your best work.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. Literally, like...
Well, there you go.
Do you see that the extension would be accepted, would be all right?
I think so.
You see a week would be okay, or, like, that's too long? No, I'm seriously, like, this is, like, for me asking this, it's, like, very touchy and important.
Hey, so. I want everybody just to hold on for 1 second, because I got to sit here and thank everybody who called in, and thank everybody for listening, and, you know, thanks for everybody just being here to the show, and thank you for all the support out there that's been coming through, and just wanted to ask everybody if they would feel compassionate about donating to the show, please do so, and for each donation, we take thank you, and may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and give love where love is given. And thank you all for being here. And let's get back to Lisa and talk to her. And everybody else who's still in the queue, just stay right where you're at. We'll get to you. I like how it rhymes because I feel like it's one of those things we got to do. Anyway. But, yeah, thank you. It's one of those things. Thank you for everybody for being here. So let's get back to Lisa. And the situation is I wouldn't ask for a very long extension, but I would sit here and listen to yourself again and say, okay, what do I feel like is good for me? But like I said before, I just feel like you'd be looking, even if you did submit it, I think you'd just be looking at it and finding things that you should have put into the whole thing. And I feel like the extension would actually put you in a situation where you'd be more satisfied and more content with yourself.
Yeah. I was thinking 5 days, but instead of a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 5 days. 5 days from the 22nd or 5 days from today?
5 days from today.
Okay. Yeah, that's helpful.
Because 22nd, that's my day.
That's your birthday, right?
No, it's not my birthday, but for some reason I feel like it's a significant day, a significant number for some reason. Actually, my birthday is in April.
I keep telling him it's my birthday next month, the 22nd. That's a significant thing. So I keep telling him.
Yeah. The 22nd of March, of course, but we're talking about the 22nd of February, which I feel like is for some reason.
Right.
Had some kind of significant time for me. And don't worry, Dee, we'll send you an appropriate Christmas card. I mean, Christmas card.
An appropriate Christmas card. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I guess we're going to be a little late on that one.
And so. Here I was hoping for a Ramadan card. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I'm just joking. But no, I think, no, there's something will happen for you on the 22nd, but we're dealing with Lisa now. And 5 days from...
I'm upset. Yeah. She said the 22nd, and I said we always got to pay attention to things that are brought to the forefront that crosses our path. And that actually, she said that, so I was just honoring and say, well, yeah. But I feel like, you know, you need to make an extension from today. I would sit there and fall in the same category as 5 days, too, as well. But I would do it from this day. I wouldn't wait till the 22nd, because when the heck is the 22nd? Today is what?
Today is Wednesday, so I'll do it for the
20th. Today is actually the 20th because we're at 1 a.m., so...
Mm-hmm.
It's the 20th.
Yeah, today's back to the second, yeah. So we look at the situation. Who is Brightfoot?
I'm sorry?
Who is Brightfoot in the chat room?
Oh.
No, I was just sort of looking at it going, because I can't wait to get paid. And I was like focusing everybody. I've actually been talking to some people about being sponsors for the show to cover the fees and stuff. So I can actually focus on creation, but also focus on other equipment. Because in the chat room right now, every time I type something to somebody, it says guest. I'm like, this computer is driving me freaking crazy. Why is it coming up as guest? I'm logged in. It should, you know. But people are sitting there thinking I'm being rude because I'm not saying nothing to nobody. And I was like, no, I'm talking to everybody in the chat room. They're just not catching it because I'm coming under guest. Guest. Oh, I swear, man. Sometimes I just like, what the heck is up with this crap?
You were last time, too. Guest so-and-so.
I think the first time I did it, I wasn't. And then I actually clicked on the thing a while ago to bring up the big chat room. Okay? It came up. I saw everybody. But at the bottom, it says, you need to log in so you can actually communicate to everybody else. I'm like, what? This is my chat room. And I can't even get into my own chat room. I was like, man, what the heck? My mom's got an e-machine. I think that's part of the problem. Anyway, and I got a laptop, but for some reason, it was also like, okay. I think it's one of those crazy situations where it might be the location I'm in, you know? And that's what I was telling people when I moved to Colorado. I just feel like there's some... When you move and you make major moves, like I'm going to go from Ohio to Colorado, I think we all have a little bit of anxiety about the whole thing. But I still feel like it's the best move I could ever make, and it can actually be in my benefit of actually increasing everything. And it's just the idea of to work on affirmations and focus and to do the work to keep that same anticipation about the whole thing, no matter what. Because you already know the outcome. You feel the outcome. It's just the ideal of variables that go between, which is the world creeping in. And what I mean by that is we're talking about place to rent, paying the bills, food. And what I'm trying to actually do is forget them. And just to say, kind of like saying myself, everything is paid in full. Everything is taken care of. Everything's fine. It's just a transition of taking and going from one point, going from point A to point B, so I can be me. And I was pulling some cards out for you. Only I want you to do is tell me if you want me to cut this deck real quick. I'm going to pull a couple cards out for you.
Okay. You need me to tell you what to stop or?
No, already shuffled. See, I have a tendency to just shuffle. That's like my thing. I'm shuffling, getting the energy going, and all you need to do is put yours into it by telling me if you want me to cut the deck or not.
Cut it.
Okay, let me get my big axe out. Okay. Now I used to do it at my shop, man. I swear I did. People come in my shop, and they go, well, I get my palm red. I said, gosh, I just ran out of red paint. But if you come back tomorrow... Or maybe I said, hold on, I think I got some green paint. Is it okay? And they're just like, you're funny. I said, I try. I really do. Okay, Lisa, what it says here, we'll get you, let's see it real quick here. The first three cards I pulled out is Leadership, Archangel Gabriel, which has been, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Gabriel was actually the angel that gave the message to Mary about having Jesus. Am I right? Everybody got it stumped on that one, huh? Anyway.
Well, I'm trying to remember. Bad ex-minister's wife. Bad.
Okay, what it says is, it says that leadership, it said it's time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly start guiding others. And I think you have been doing that. Archangel Raguel says you should notice your reoccurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance. You also should get rid of your husband. Anyway.
I'm not married.
I know. So think about that. If you have somebody who comes in your life who comes off like a husband as the world. You ever heard people say this? You're in a relationship and they say, you guys act like you're married. You know what they're saying? Stupid stuff. Because there's no such thing as arguing and fighting.
I'm not with anyone.
That is not marriage.
No, you're not.
Thank you. I'm not making it up. I'm just saying,
when you get that kind of stuff going on, you need to look at the situation and go, okay, this person is dominant. Usually when a man comes off dominant, what that means is he doesn't have control within his own life. And that's a big sign, because what it's saying here is it's focusing entirely on you. And it's a support. It also shows your support. The support card is like this. If you could see it, it's basically the earth, and it shows your guides, your angels. The one thing about the card, it says your guides, your angels. It's got Indian guides, the elementals. It also has the stars in the heavens, guidance, and it's got all this stuff around the whole thing, and it also comes off in a mysterious way, but the ideal is showing you that sometimes in the ideal, when they said, we have to look in the Bible when it says, look, if it says look to heaven or look to the heavens, they're two different things. Back in the day, looking to the heavens was the idea of looking to the sky. Looking for the kingdom. And it was also when they were talking about looking for the kingdom as in heaven, they were saying you need to focus on the kingdom of God, the kingdom. So there were two different things. And that's what we see here with the situation of this card. It just really focuses on clairsentient. Okay, clairsentient is the idea of noticing your reoccurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance. So you got to pay attention, because like you said before, I have this feeling. And you need to continue to do that, because the more you focus and listen to your angels and your guides and the intuitional things that come through, the more they start noticing that you are noticing. So you're going to start getting more messages, but you're also probably going to realize, too, that you're always getting these messages. Now you're paying attention. Okay, and then we take those, the support card. Look at the support. I mean, there's a lot of support around you. Archangel Raguel, Archangel Gabriel. It talks about the support of everyone, and there's a lot of support around you. It also says you need to focus on friendship within yourself. Are you your best friend? In the process of finding your best friend and finding you, you have a tendency to attract the perfect mate. When you can find somebody who loves you and, you know, who loves you because, you know, and how would you put this? I got to read this. I want to make sure I say it right because it came to me very quickly. So I just want to make sure that the idea, the emphasis of what it, what happens, it comes across very clearly, is the idea of focusing and saying, okay, my life is great. My life is fantastic, and it always will be and always has been. And the idea of realizing those things and putting it out there and getting that fear out of you and saying, let go, let go, let go, let go. You know, it's like we look at ourselves and say, what's up? It's okay to say, at this moment, I feel like just sitting here. Okay, and then you just sit there. But if you also feel your guidance coming through and say, you need to get your butt up and do it. Okay?
Yeah,
it's...
And, because the only person that's, I guess, you know, on certain things is my father, but that's okay because he's being a father, but nobody else in my life is really...
Here it is. It says, find the person who loves you because of your differences, not in spite of them, and you have found a lover for life.
Hmm.
It's like, you know, the idea of praying and looking at the situation and going, okay, just stop focusing and, for, you know, worrying and all those other things, because realistically, worry is a lack of faith. And also it says friendship, it says focus, it also says answered prayers. The next card on top of those other cards, well, the two cards were friendship and answered prayers. So it's basically saying to you, the ideal, you know, everything's taken care of, everything's been answered, everything's falling into place. So therefore, you no longer have to worry about those things. And then also the final card that goes on top of those is Archangel Azrael, which is actually the angel of ascension, or some people call it the angel of death. But it's the ideal of realizing I am with you at this time of need, helping you to heal your heart. It's, you know, it's the ideal to help your heart to heal, is to realize that some things that you're still hanging on to. I mean, I did the same thing with when I had my drowning accident, like when I was 10 years old. And there were certain things that were still coming to the surface that need to be dealt with. And I need to get over myself and stop saying to myself, I already dealt with that. I already dealt with that. It was almost like I was scared to go back there to see what was up. And when I did, I tell everybody flat out, it was amazing because when I did focus on that situation, and I started realizing there was still some guilt that I was hanging on to because of it, I realized it and let it go. And I had my shop at the time, too. And it's, I would say it's kind of amazing. I felt like there was an increase in prosperity. So, you know, these things we need to look back within ourselves is really important because they might block everything that we're actually striving for and realize that might be the one thing is working against us. Let's throw another card out for you. Ooh, I had to do this. It's like a realization card, okay? Archangel Uriel saying, brilliant idea. Really, seriously, that's what the card says, brilliant idea. It says, yes, your ideal is divinely guided. Please take action to bring it to, bring your ideal to fruition. So that's a pretty intense one. We were talking about this is what you need to do, and then the next card comes out is brilliant idea. That's what I feel like it's more about. It's the idea of confirmation of saying, yes, it's exactly what you need to do, is to go within yourself and ask yourself, is there anything in my heart I need to let go of? Be honest. You know, I had this one lady say, I've dealt with it. I've cleaned myself. I'm like, you know something? If you dropped everything like that in a split second, I think you'd throw yourself into a coma. So it's the idea of taking a look at the situation. And I always tell people flat out with the situation of guidance comes through. We're looking for answers. All of a sudden, this comes out of a reading. I think we should take notice to it and ask ourselves, is it what it was, you know, that was the answer it came through. So what should I do with it? You should utilize it and say, okay, what? How can it help me? And realize you're not going to sit there and say it to anybody else but yourself. The idea of a relationship and all kinds of things going on. You know, you sit there and look at the situation that you need to clear the slate in favor of you. I feel like you're a great writer, but you need to let go and really go with the flow on a lot of things. A lot of things you're doing right now, there was also the brilliant idea when that card came out. It's the idea, when are you going to do your book?
When am I going to be my book? Or bring? What did you say?
When are you going to do your book?
You know, it's crazy because I want to say right now, but the other side of it is trying to make money, and when I start writing, I go into a zone and it takes over all my energy and time.
That's true, too. That's why you should be writing it for a living.
Yeah, no, you're right,
I don't want you to let money stay on the way.
I know.
Because that's what's happening.
I know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You've been there before yourself. But it's like you're getting, it's like, we're freaking out going, oh my, the good. Yeah, I know what you're saying. No, the world says, this is what I got to do. And you know, it might sound crazy when I sit here and say that, because that's just exactly what's going on. You get caught back up in the world again, and it's like being a robot.
Well, not being a robot, but the work I do is not robotic. But the thing is that...
No. I understand that. I'm just saying we have a tendency to get caught up in being a robot. That's just the idea of going and doing it. It's routine. That's what I'm saying. It's routine.
I don't
if you start walking stiffly, I think you need to go work out.
No, but I don't have a 9-to-5 job. I have a part-time job that's very flexible.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that sometimes when I'm writing,